All right, I'm out running some errands, so I thought I'd do a show, keep myself company while I do that. This weekend I'm going to the Oshaga Festival, is maybe how you say it, I don't know, it's in Montreal. Crap load of bands. The two that stand out for me are good old Metric. I always kind of wanted to see Metric. But to see Metric by themselves here was, as I mentioned, crazy, like $80. Whereas this thing, it's a big two-day festival, and it's not cheap. It's like $100 per day, but, you know, if Metric was $80 by themselves, fuck it, you know? Get Metric and then 7 hours of other shit. Why the fuck not? And Devo, which is pretty fucking sweet. And, you know, it's money I probably shouldn't be spending, but fuck it, man, it's summer. It's a chance to hang out with Matt. I'm in Ontario, he's in New Brunswick, meet in the middle. In Quebec. And he found a place for us to stay. One of his friends is out of town for the weekend, so I got a free place to stay. That's pretty cool. So now I gotta go buy some bus tickets. So I'm just gonna play songs that I've been listening to lately. I went through a bit of a Tragically Hip revival, because I played that song Bob Cajun on my big epic Toronto versus New York podcast. Reminded me of them, but I've been out of the loop for some time. Quite a few albums have come out. It's kind of too much to digest. So I've just been skipping about here and there. But it's like these latter days of the Tragically Hip seem to be getting more and more mellow. But again, that's not really based on albums, just the singles seem to be going that way. So as always, you know, I'm surprised when I am flipping through and suddenly I come across a song that's kind of badass. This one is from the year 2000, I believe. It's called Tiger the Lion, and it's just, it's pretty cool. It's from this album, Music at Work, that was the lead single and the first song, and I didn't like it. I was like, ugh, that's a sucky song. I kind of skipped over the whole album. But then that sucky song ends and this awesome song starts, so it was a nice little surprise. Here's Tiger the Lion by Tragically Hip.
This is Tiger the Lion. Give me the knuckles of Frisco. If there's danger in the language, gentlemen, I suggest no further use of the two-way radio.
Come to feel that art and our time was falling.
Tragically Hip are kind of a weird band because most Canadian bands don't really stay around that long. They've been around for like, must be 20 years by now. And for the first 10 or so in particular, they were really popular. Kind of the quintessential Canadian band. They just came out in the late 80s and I don't think there was any miraculous story. They were just really popular. Kind of cut a swath across lots of demographics. The, you know, dudes working on their cars liked them. People just listening to the radio at work liked them. By the time I really started getting into music, 93, 94, I was really into them for a little bit. Yeah, not really sure what the story is there. Canada just decided, hey, this is gonna be our band, man. This is Canada's band. And when was this? I guess last summer, before I moved out here to last fall, before I moved out here to Ontario, me and Matt went to Moncton to see Mother Mother, which through some fuck-ups we totally missed. It's bullshit. Still kind of a nice trip though, and on the way back I happened to have the Tragically Hip double album Best Of, and we were listening to that. And it's just like, man, this really is, like, this is a fucking good band. And Matt came up with a good way to describe them, is they're kind of like a bar band, but a bar band that made it, you know, a bar band that's good. Not that bar bands aren't good, but you know, they don't really stand out. Somehow the old hip, they just tweaked everything just enough to rise up, to be the one that rised up. Alright, next up is Everlast. Been a big fan of Everlast in his various, mostly his solo stuff, but I got some love for House of Pain also. I was actually thinking of doing a show about him. Just like pick my favorite song from each of his albums or something. Maybe one of these days. But anyway, his latest album came out 2008, I believe. Right now it's 2010. It's taken me a little while to start digging into this thing. But I did start digging up some songs that I like. This one is called Weakness. It's very nice. I especially like how on the second chorus it like pulls back to just one of the singers. You'll see what I mean. It's really cool. Weakness by Everlast.
I got fever, I got thirst. gangsters, thugs, and smugglers, congressmen and governors. I've seen therapists and holy men, but this weakness is my only friend. It feeds my need, it numbs my soul, it starts to creep and take control. I sell my flesh, I pierce my skin, and tomorrow I'ma do it all again. Cause
you know, you see quite a few of those I Heart New York shirts all around. I have one as well, since it's the one thing I have that survived that fire. Mine is ironic, of course. But occasionally I see somebody with an I Heart T.O. And I'm like, that's kind of cool, man. Maybe I should get one of those. If somebody had one, I Heart My City. It was a little too clever. But I saw a guy yesterday who had one that said, I Heart East Van. And oh man, it's just one of those things where as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's what I want, that's the one. Because when I lived out in Vancouver, I lived in East Van the whole time. It's like, fuck, I want that shirt so bad. Did a quick little search online just to see if somebody was making those in particular, but it looks like it's just basically a company that does the I Heart whatever, you fill in your blank. And I'm just not quite willing to spend $25 on a shirt. But, man, I would love an I Heart East Van shirt. I know I've talked about this before on this show, but man, women and dudes with small dicks should not be in charge of designing toilets. Just had to stop in somewhere to use a bathroom and just, it was super gross, hyper disgusting. And then it's a whole to-do just to make sure that my damn dick doesn't touch the disgusting fucked up water. Happens at my house all the time, man. That toilet is ridiculous. So, if you're a small penis gentleman and you work for American Standard or somebody designing fucking toilet bowls, you're fucking up the full-figured gentleman's life, whether you know it or not, which clearly you do not. Maybe you're just spiteful. And of course, when I say full-figured, I don't mean fat. I just mean fat in the cock. Anyway, let's listen to some Kesha. I could play Your Love Is My Drug. That's what I sang at karaoke the other day. Crowd pleaser, sort of. Hey. Your love. I like your beard. Now let's delve a little deeper. into the Kesha catalog. A song that you have probably not heard on the radio because I don't believe it's a single. This is a song called Backstabber. You know what this is about, ladies. You know those friends you got, your frenemies. Talking a lot of shit behind your back. Backstabbing friends. Those fucking backstabbers. You gotta get back at them with a catchy ass song, and this is it, Backstabber by Kesha.
Bored, stoned, sitting in your basement all alone, 'cause your little conversations died around. And look at what we all found out.
Look at what we found.
Look at here, we all found. Jealous now, I know exactly what you're all about.
What you're all about.
This is what you're all about, girl. You're such a backstabber. You're such a backstabber. You're such a shit talker.
Everybody knows you. Everybody knows you, girl.
You're such a backstabber. You're such a backstabber. Run your mouth more than anyone I've ever known.
Everybody knows you. Everybody knows.
So tight, so maybe you should shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
You never shut your mouth. Honestly, I think it's kind of funny that you waste your breath talking about me. Got me feeling kind of special.
Especially. Especially.
This is what you're all about, girl.
Sunny day out today. It's a Monday afternoon, but there's a lot of people out in Toronto. I'm guessing because the weather's so good. So now I'm going to play a Blur song. I started getting into Blur again because a documentary about them just came out. It's called No Distance Left to Run, and it's real good. If you're at all into Blur, I recommend it. I didn't really know much beyond their singles, but it was really cool. I especially liked, there's this little sort of thread through it about Damon Albarn, the lead singer. About how I started off, this was a British band, you know, all about Britain. And they went on a US tour and realized that the US is all fucked in the head and decided that he hated the United States. I was like, ugh, I love Britain. Let's go back to Britishness and just be British as fuck. But then by the end of this thing, you know, he's about 40 years old. He's got money. He's traveled the world. In particular, he said he went to Africa. Got real, real, real stoned. Hung out. And just realized that this little British island that he loves so much, he still loves it, but it really is just a little island. just a little island in the great big world. And I don't know, I thought that was kind of cool. So I could play Tender, because I also sang that at karaoke. Been doing some karaokeing lately. Good excuse to get out of the house, hang out with some people. It's a little tricky, you know? It's just like getting up in front of people and just talking is easier for me, because I never claimed I could sing, you know? And I can't really, so it's a little weird. It takes a few drinks. Then I sort of turn it into a comedy routine anyway. But now I'm going to play Beetlebum, that documentary made me realize is an awesome song. I remember when it came out, right before Song 2. Blur was known enough in Canada, you know, their singles were getting played. At least a little. But I really wasn't into that song. And now, over a decade later, I realized, oh, wait a second, that song's fucking excellent. My mistake. Turns out it's about heroin or something, but hey, whatever. It's just a good fucking song. Beetlebum by Blur.
Thank you.
Hey, I got my tickets all set. Man, though, I remember the last time I went to New York was right before my house burned down. And those tickets burned. That sucked. I had to go buy a whole new set. Nothing you can do when your bus tickets burn. It's like money burning. No refunds on that shit. Here's a good song for a sunny day like this. This is a band called Pepper. I can never remember if they're from Australia or Hawaii. Hawaii would make more sense. But they're kind of, they reminded me a lot of Sublime when I first heard them. But they're just kind of like, you know, the white guy, reggae, ska sort of thing. Blonde dreadlocks look, you know. Actually, I don't know what they look like, but I gotta assume. All their songs are about chilling out and going surfing. This is a song called Look What I Found that's all about just a sweet-ass party. I was listening through random shit the other day and this came on and I was like, man, I wish I was at that sweet-ass party. That sounds sweet-ass. So here's Look What I Found by Pepper. Song to finish off by Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, the dude from Derek Comedy who was on that show Community. You may recall I played that one song that he did twice because I like it. So I've been kind of listening through his stuff. He's got a couple mixtapes and then his sort of official album that just came out all for free. But I got to admit, I don't take the guy dead serious, because, you know, it's clear the music's not his main thing. He's an actor, right? And I don't think he's super great. He's got a little bit of a weird rap voice. He's a good singer, though. Man, though, a lot of his songs, like a lot of them, are about how he used to be a nerd, and now he's famous and cool, and chicks want to sleep with him. And it's like, okay, dude, I get the idea, man. You can do one or two songs about that. You don't have to do eight. So, it doesn't take much for me to delete one of his songs out of my playlist. I'm just like, yeah, okay, I gave that a listen. That's enough. And in fact, this song, called Got This Money, the album version, I just really didn't like. It had this R&B vibe, and just like, right away, I was just like, I don't like that song. Delete. But then I heard, what I'm saying is, I wouldn't do this normally, that quick, but I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt, I admit it. I don't really think of his stuff as like a real legitimate musical project. It's just a weird little thing that happens to be good sometimes. So, but then I heard on his site, he's got a video of just him and his buddy performing this song in a hotel room. They just set up the cam, his friend played guitar, he sings, and stripped down like that. I really like this song. It's weird, I would just flip-flop from a song I didn't like at all to a song I really dig. So this is the acoustic version of Got This Money by Childish Gambino.
Castle, speak real shit, so I must be an asshole, right? Nah, that's why I'm making out in your car. These blogs are a dude's A&R. Got a big chip for these girls at the bar, but I don't need money. Ever since the money, yeah, they treat me funny. Girls look good, they can take green from it. Ain't tricking if you got it, know what I mean, buddy? You got your yellow sundress on. I'm trying to write you the best song. If you wait fair shades, you drive me insane. Wanna hold hands and call you pet names. I really like you, girl. Really wanna dress you up. I wanna buy you for real. I really like you, girl. I really wanna fill you up. I wanna feel you for real. I got this money, baby. I wanna spend it with you. I got this money. Spend it.
Okay, we gotta wait till we get to this corner for the full effect, and then we gotta stop, and then I'm gonna tell you the story.
We gotta stop?
Okay, right here. I was walking around randomly with my friend Brad, who was at the thing a little bit earlier. I've known him since I was a little kid.
Tonight he was there?
Yeah.
The blonde one?
No.
Shit, was that Saturday or Sunday? Sunday, probably. Anyway, we were just walking through Kensington Market just at random, and we stopped at this very corner, which is, what is this, Augusta and College? Probably. Yes, it is. Because this is my, like, favorite street. This is my street when I first moved here.
You shouldn't have questioned it.
I was like, this is where I want to live, and I'm pretty close. Anyway.
You don't live here.
But close. I'm close-ish. This is the coolest street. I got a side story, but I'll tell you after I tell
Nobody
you this story.
Nobody lives on this street.
Some people do, but it's tricky. Right here, where those bicycles are, where it says Kensington, there was just, a band playing. There was a lot of bands playing. I think it was a bit of a caravana thing.
Was it on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Pedestrian Sundays?
Probably.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So, we stopped to listen to this band for no particular reason. They weren't that great. They were kind of loud. We were like, hey, whatever, let's just stop and listen. And then when they finished, they're like, hey, coming up next is Spooky Reuben. Now, Spooky Reuben, you guys maybe are too young for him. You know him?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. See, I think that may be the most catchy song ever written.
Oh, so good.
I didn't know if you'd know, because you're like, what, 5 years younger than me?
Something about these days.
These days are old.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's probably not on my phone, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but that guy, he's amazing. He's so good. So we were like, what the fuck? Like, that's how amazing Toronto is. We're just walking down the street.
No, that's how lame he is, that nobody cares anymore that he's playing on the corner of College and Augusta.
I'm going to stick with my version. That's how awesome Toronto is, that we're just walking down the street, and it's like, why wouldn't there be a Spooky Reuben concert within, like, you can see the CN Tower right there. The Eye of Sauron is watching us while this happens.
Is this going to be part of a podcast where you're, like, in love with Toronto again, and this is going to be a happier part?
Yeah, this isn't going to be an XO, though. I have another podcast where I don't try
hard. You have
another
one?
Yeah, I just ramble.
I don't know that one.
It's bullshit. I have like over 100 episodes, and this is all it is. It's this
Sweet.
Kind of shit.
That's fun.
With no editing.
It just plays music.
It's terrible.
Is it terrible music?
Some of it.
You don't tell me you like it better than my painstaking XOs I've heard.
I only listen to the part where he talks. I skip the music.
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of people do that. Okay, so we were like...
I skip the talking.
We were like, holy balls. Spooky Reuben's gonna play. And that's the whole story, I guess. We sat here and we watched Spooky Reuben. It was fucking great. And it just happened. It was just crazy. Now, my second story is,
I didn't sign up for two.
It's kind of a hippie-ish vibe, right, in the Kensington Market. It's like, for those who are... For those who are worldly, such as myself, it's sort of like Commercial Drive in Vancouver. Those who lived in Vancouver, you'll know what I'm talking about. Not these people that are with
me
now. But it's like this weird hippie thing. I was kind of walking down that street, and there was this girl with a baby on her hip, and I was just like, that seems like the most amazing thing in the world, because I'm here. If I saw that somewhere else, I'd be like, fuck it, I don't give a shit about that. But because I was here during this crazy festival thing, I was like, I should volunteer to daycare or something, because like, this is amazing, the cycle of life.
Wow.
But Spooky Reuben is really what happened that day.
Wendy McDonald.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm Canadian, man. I'm Canadian. Are you Canadian?
A little bit.
A baby. You're the same age as me, but you're a baby.
All right, so now that I'm done talking to these whippersnappers, I'll turn this off.
milkshake.
On the map, she wants to be in your lap. Oh my God, she thinks she can rule the world. This ain't no town if she doesn't live here too. In the distance, she's constantly calling. Fill me up, 100% guilt-free. What am I gonna do? To go or to stay? Drive through, this is it. Yeah, it's as fast as fresh can get. Taste of the month that I had last month. Every order gets a regular smile for free. 1 billion trees equals 2 double burgers with cheese. You say, take this exit, cause I just saw that good old gas and food sign. There you are, and I'm so happy to see you again. You're always there when I need you. You're my monosodium glutamate, a never-ending affair. What you want?
This type of shit.
There you go.
So we just wandered into a 7-Eleven, and I cannot tell you
we
how much.
We got our new phone. Can you believe it?
Yeah, my phone's a 7-Eleven. It's hilarious. I can't tell you how much I love 7-Eleven. We didn't have them at all in New Brunswick, so I moved to Vancouver, and within like 6 blocks of my house, there were like 3 7-Elevens. I think because there's a large Asian population in 7-Eleven or in Vancouver.
Is your entire podcast full of drunken ramblings?
Some of it.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Sadly, a lot of it's not drunken, and that's worse. But yeah, 7-Eleven, the 7-Eleven Corporation, the Japanese branch of it, the consortium, if you will, bought out the American one. It's a Japanese company now.
Are you going to sing Corey Hart to me if I put on my sunglasses right now?
Do you have sunglasses?
Yeah.
At night?
Yeah.
Put them on, man.
I'm
going
to do it.
So anyway, I learned to love 7-Eleven because they were open all the time. And I wear my sunglasses at night so I can,
You're pretty good. You can sing.
He has one of those too.
What?
He hasn't done it in a while though.
What? the video ones.
Videos?
I don't have a video camera anymore. It melted.
I have a flip camera. I'll take some videos for you.
Good enough.
That's such an East Coast thing to say. Good enough.
I'm going to boot her on down the road. End of the day. Time to go home. What the fuck was I talking about? 7-Eleven. They're everywhere in Vancouver. The first 2 weeks I lived there, I think I ate nothing but taquitos and hot dogs.
What's
from 7-Eleven.
Taquito?
It's not the hot dog, it's the other thing at 7-Eleven.
Gross.
It's gross. It's terrible.
It's like
so there
every
was...
Mexican thing is like a little tostro.
So then in New York, the only 7-Eleven, there was only one the whole time I was there that I ever found. So when I get back here and there's 7-Elevens, I freaked out. I love it. The candy, it's amazing. Did you ever see that movie Heathers?
Yeah, Heathers is a good movie.
Yeah, well...
It's your damage, Heather.
Well, that's, you know, the turbo dog at the Snappy Snack Shack or whatever the fuck
I don't have the entire movie memorized like you do, obviously.
Well, that's... What's his name? Christian Slater's character. He loved 7-Eleven, but they couldn't call it 7-Eleven. And he was explaining how every time he moves to a different city, it's always the same bullshit, and that's why he likes it. And it's comforting. And that's why I like it.
But that exists in a million things. Everything exists in every city.
All right, you guys aren't allowed on my podcast anymore. The end. Okay, wait, though. So, after that last ramble, I was going to play Spooky Reuben. After this ramble, I'm not going to play Corey Hart. What should I play? You got a request, Rand?
The Touch.
Okay, how about that? The Touch?
No, we should play Tarzan Boy.
What the fuck is that?
I sang it the first time you came. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
That's
all
a
right.
Good song.
Let's do that.
I think your listeners would enjoy it. You're welcome.
Bam. All right.
I have a podcast. I'm hilarious.
Give it the order, give it the order, taste tonight. Give it the order, give it the order.
So it's the next day, and I got a little bit of hungoverness going on. Didn't really sleep enough. Feeling kind of fucked, bit of a headache. But I figured I should get out of the house while I briefly have some energy, go get some sun, you know, soak up the outdoors a little bit before I pass out again. And I gotta go get some rent money before I leave for Montreal. I was also harshly reminded that last night at the Spire I got these potato skins, and they were kind of really plain, so I was like, hey, you guys got some hot sauce? So they gave me some hot sauce, and I poured all the hot sauce on them, and it was really hot hot sauce. It was too much hot sauce. But I forgot that I did that till just recently. I'm not going to tell you how I remembered, but you could probably guess. So I'll tell you one thing. I live in Lower Jarvis, down by the water, down near, I don't know, the St. Lawrence Market. It's like a pretty cool little neighborhood. But it is bordered really closely by some real shitty neighborhoods. And if you go up Jarvis Street, there's this Harvey's that my roommate Josephine, she always called it the Hooker Harvey's. And turns out she wasn't fucking kidding, man. Just yesterday when I was walking home, I was on College, got to Jarvis, which is my street, so I just turned to walk down Jarvis, and holy shit, man. Prostitute Grand Central, just tons. Totally unexpected. All of a sudden, I'm just sort of walking through the swath of them. It's like jumping hurdles, man, or dodging, like, the people that ask for money for Amnesty International. It reminded me of that a lot. I'm just like, say, hey, oh no, I don't have any money. I don't have a job, even. I don't know if I said I don't have a job. I say that to the Amnesty kids all the time, though. I don't have a job. You don't get no money. But, you know, I was kind of surprised by all these, some of them were really hot. Some of these hot, half-naked chicks, all of a sudden, just like, no fun tonight. You want, what's the thing? Looking for some company? I don't even know, anyway. So I zigzagged my way through. It's like, really, I'm not sizing you guys up and rejecting you. I really just didn't know. I didn't know I was, that this is the wrong street to walk down. But then, being drunk, there's that, you know, higher, the upper level, the sensible part of your brain that just isn't working anymore. So I just was like, and I really had no money. I had $5 left. But man, that's the kind of thing that it just grips the brain when you're drunk and won't go away. Or then I get home and I'm just thinking like, oh man, like I just walked by a bunch of women that would totally fuck me if I just gave them money. And no matter how much you try to think through the logistics of all the many reasons why that's a bad thing, it just never seems to quite connect, you know, it never... For every argument that you come up with against it, the counter argument is just like, yeah, that may be, but I wanna fuck chicks. So nothing you can really do but just go to bed, get it out of your head, just like, whatever, I'm going to sleep, fuck it. Cause what am I gonna do? Go to a bank machine, get out a lot of money, go like rent a hotel room somewhere, try to pick up a prostitute without a car on foot, spend tons of money on this awkward weird thing that I've never done before, for one thing, feel terrible about it afterward, think about all the paths in life that led both of us to this situation, then have this little spot in my brain that I'm always a little bit,
a little bit unproud of or whatever. Because, see, like, when, especially when your whole thing is just to talk about your life and blah, 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 it's important to be able to be open. You don't want to do stuff that you don't like to admit to, because then it'll clam you up. And it's not like I'm some, you know, guy in the army who's, like, risking his life and everything is crazy and just wants to fucking relax and he doesn't even know if he's gonna be alive next month. And it's like, fuck it, you know what? I need some comfort. I don't have any reasons like that. I'm just some guy. And in the nice sobered up next day, it's all just like, yeah, man, that's fine. Jeez. I'm good. It's just at that time, you know, just being real drunk and turning the corner and totally unexpectedly running into a bunch of chicks that are not wearing a lot of clothes and are openly willing to fuck you. Grips the mind a little bit. Oh yeah, but then I was talking to Josephine today, because she's lived in Toronto her whole life. I was like, shit, you weren't kidding about that hooker, Harvey. He's like, wow, it was crazy. And she was kind of giving me the rundown a little bit of she didn't know a lot of the specifics or prices or really, but I guess how it kind of goes. Her boys, she always calls them, her male friends, they're her boys. So, you know, things she knows from her boys or just from wherever is that it's really, what does she call it? Like a hustle where the opening line will be like $100 minimum. You know, you got to commit to $100. And you go to the hotel room, and then, particularly if it's like a squirrely little fellow such as myself who's never done this type of thing before and is not gonna put up any kind of arguments, it's like once you get there, you find out the $100 means like a hand job or something, and it quickly balloons to 200, 300. Like, there it's you know, just because you're walking down the street past a bunch of hot half-naked chicks that are like, we should go have fun and fuck each other. It's not so easy. You know, there's still a large cash barrier beyond all the other difficulties. I guess maybe the moral of this story is I just gotta fucking get laid. It's been a little while. My brain will be less gripped by prostitutes. When my cock is more gripped by someone else. I don't know. All right. Let's just play a song. This is Sea Legs by The Shins. That episode of XO about marriage, number 15. The girl who recorded that show, she also suggested all of the music. And there's a lot of songs in that episode I really like that have been in my rotation, my regular playlist ever since. And this is one of them. Just a good little tune that every time it comes on, I'm like, yeah, man, that's a fucking cool song. So let's listen to Sea Legs by The Shins. Go walk to the bank on this sunny day. Maybe get something to eat. Forget about the illicit nighttime activities of the Jarvis Street girls. Who, if I got a bit of a better look at, maybe weren't so hot either. I don't know. They seem pretty hot though. All right, Sea Legs, Shins.
Sea scape, I'm a listing boat for the thinker.
Getting out money for rent, and then I know I'm gonna end up blowing cash when I'm in Montreal. It's just inevitable. It's like a sobering reminder how I'm getting really poor. And it's like, okay, lockdown. Stop being foolish with money, you foolish fellow. But I happen to be out of the house now, walking around, and I'm starving to death. So I woke up all hungover and hungry, you know. I'm afraid I simply need some food, so already my desire for frugality is being shaken to its very core. So I don't know. I could probably use some coffee, because I was thinking I should go back to bed, but maybe I should just tough this out, try to get back on some kind of normally schedule. I don't know. Coffee would probably make me feel better, but maybe just food. Maybe that's all I need. Maybe just food would make me feel better. Fascinating, right? Fascinating. Speaking of fascinating, let's listen to My brain doesn't work. My brain. Those streetcars in Toronto, man, those are loud. Alright, I was just listening to random shit, and I might have played this song at some point before, who knows, but it's a pretty old song. It's Matthew Sweet, probably from the mid-90s, 95, I guess, from 100% Fun. This is a song called, is it from 100% Fun, or is this from Girlfriend? Shit, I don't remember anymore. Anyway, it's called Walk Out. And it's a pretty badass little tune. I really dig this song. Always have, always will. Walk Out by Matthew Sweet. So I ended up buying a little fruit salad thing and this big-ass 1-liter protein drink. Vanilla chai, perfectly protein, vitamins, minerals, yada yada. Which I've drank almost all of. It's a little bit left and it's starting to get warm. I'm trying to force it in. Yeah, it's like crazy hot today and really sunny. I wonder if I'm getting a sunburn on my neck. But, I've walked a little too far, and now I gotta walk home, because I am dying. There's no way I'm gonna be able to stay up today. I gotta go back to bed. So I went way too far. And I guess just as a counterpoint to my horror adventures last night, I'm just down by the water, as I usually am, and it's so sunny and so bright and so clear and nice breeze. Beautiful green grass, just like the water, the way the sun glints off it. It reminds me of that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Beach. Or I should say, Danny Boyle movie. Highly underrated film, by the way. I really like that movie. I've seen it like 6 or 7 times, probably. I really like it. The book, too. Actually, the book is extra good. I've read the book 2 or 3 times. But yeah, it's like I could be there. It's like tropical. It's fucking insanely nice here. I'm quite chuffed about that, about this city. Did not expect it. I guess if you live anywhere in the bowels, people that say they don't like Toronto, I could see it, man. Like, there's a lot of parts of this town where if you lived, it would not be nice. But if you do happen to live in this, the golden horseshoe of the golden horseshoe, you know, it's just like, wow, it's pretty fucking great. I even had a good time here last winter. It was the easiest winter of the past 30 or 40 years, but it was nice. I'm hoping this winter isn't too bad either. I'm curious to see what a quote-unquote bad winter is like here, because it'll still be better than where I'm from. But maybe it won't be as pleasant. But yeah, I used to come down here by the water in the winter too, and it's a whole different thing. Cold and windy and desolate, but still kind of nice. But yeah, this is just out of control. It's like Florida weather today. This reminds me of being on family vacations and stuff. Just absurd. Because, like, there's a niceness, obviously, to the smaller parts of Canada, you know, the smaller cities. But it's much more rural feeling, where this feels metropolitan yet awesome. That's where I get the Florida vibe. What a nice place. Communing with nature. Shaking off my hangover and, what's that? Doesn't Justin Timberlake have a song about that? The love hangover? Although I don't think in his case he was talking about chicks on Jarvis Street with their asses hanging out. But maybe he was, I don't know. So let me try to find one more song to play. Oh, here's a good one. This is Underwhelmed, the first single from Sloan. Did they have a single on the Peppermint EP? I don't know if they did. Maybe it was also the other version of Underwhelmed. But anyway, Underwhelmed. Way good song. Canadian band. Classic. Very awesome song. Catchy as shit. Also very clever. Speaking of Canadianness, last night I was at some kind of Twitter party gathering. I was there with my friend Brad and Picard and Rayanne is the girl that was in that little earlier segment. She knows everybody, man. She's like a good person to know for social network connectivity. She knows everybody. And everybody knows her. She's like Michael Como from Scott Pilgrim, except a chick. Anyway, there happened to be Jennifer Hollett, her name is. She used to be a VJ on Much Music. Now she works for CBC. She was there, and I talked to her for 20, 30 seconds, and I was like, wait a second. I know who you are. Aren't you? So that was pretty cool. Canadian Much Music media person. So I asked her if she was married to Rick the Temp. Sadly, she is not. To Canadians of my exact age, that's funny. Not to anyone else. Here is Underwhelmed by Sloan.
She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, 'cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school. I was overwhelmed, and I'm sure of that.
She said you was funny, I said my young.
She's a real person with.